Yeah, it felt good, you know, to get go out there and get a win. We haven't had a division win all season, so we knew we needed to put one of those out and hopefully give us some momentum going into the next year.
Chris, you were on this team last time they were in the playoffs. What's it
like
to take to get to the playoffs? What's it
going to
take moving forward for this team to get back to
January football? Basically, it's going to take a lot of leadership. The leaders on this team got to step up and, you know, just work hard over the offseason. And bring the younger guys along with us. It's just a situation we got to work hard and continue to come out here and try to get better at each position.
You think you're close?
Yeah, I think we're close. I think there's a lot of games that we probably could have won this year, but the situation just didn't go our way. Things wasn't going our way. So it's nothing we could do about it now, but continue to just try to work hard and give us something to work hard for to just to see how it could have been a different season. Really, it just shows there's some plays out there we can make, a situation where we can put more points up or whatever. But the defense and the special team came out there and they helped us a great deal. So on a situation, we just got to step up and execute more plays.
What's it feeling like on the sideline? You guys are not on the field in real time, 30, 45 minutes, it seems like. And yet you go from down 7 to up
21. It feels good. Anytime you have a winning team, playoff team, championship team or whatever, it's going to be games where you're going to need your defense and your special team to step up and make plays like that just to get you through the season. So it just shows you some pieces that we have on this team that can continue to get better.
In terms of building this roster and playing, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether it would be changes on the coaching staff, and all sorts of things like that. How does that play into your preparation and how you go about your business during the week when there's that talk about
it? Basically, you got to block those things out. It can't be no changes right now during the season. It really can't be much that can happen right now. So in a situation, you just got to stay focused and stick to your job and let everything happen. If something that you can't control, you really can't worry about it. You just got to stick to your job and let the pieces fall once the offseason get here.
What's a realistic goal for this team for next year?
I think you could say playoffs. We haven't been in the playoffs in so long, so you don't want to go out there and say we're going to have a Super Bowl team next year, but it's a situation where I feel like we got a lot of talented guys on this team, and if everybody can just step up and continue to make plays and play like we played out the other day, I think it's a good chance we can make it to the playoffs.
You guys are missing four starting offensive
very difficult because you can see from the beginning of the year when we were struggling real bad in the running game, it took a few weeks for us to get on the same page and finally get things going, and then you turn around, one offensive lineman get hurt, then the next one, then you look up, you only got one star offensive line, and then you got the top two tight ends hurt. So it's just a situation, it's hard to get comfortable with the guys, and you just got to deal with what you got out there.
How far away is this team from being a contender?
I wouldn't say we're close, but I wouldn't say we're very far because it's very hard for me to speculate the whole thing when we have so many people out injured. When you got one starting offensive lineman and no starting tight end in there, and then Jake really not having a full season to put things together, him missing so many games, it wouldn't be fair for me to put something out there. I'm not sure. We all got to get healthy and get back together and just see where it takes us.
Do you anticipate getting back to pick up your contract?
You say if they pick it up?
Do you feel they will and you feel
you'll
be back?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know. No matter what happens, I'm prepared the same way I was preparing the offseason and just see what happens.
Thanks, AJ.